জনা বল্লভা গিরিবরধারী জয় গোপী জনা বল্লভা
Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Raj Prabhupada Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Jai Nama Charger Shidhari Das Thakur Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindavan Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kumiradha Kumiti Govitanti Jai Vrindavan Thamati Jai Vrindavan Thamati Jai Jagannath Puriti Jai, Gangamayi Ki Jai, Jamanamayi Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, Go Premanande.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Of whom?
Of
Of whom?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Avatara.
Avatara.
Of the Purusha Incarnation.
Of the Purusha Incarnation.
Amsha.
Amsha.
Of his part and parcel.
Of his part and parcel.
The Guna Avatar Brahma.
Guna Avatar Brahma.
Kala,
Kala
of Brahma's sons.
Of Brahma's sons.
Visarjata.
Visarjata.
Produced by the generation.
Produced by the generation.
Rajama.
Rajama.
We shall go.
We shall go.
Sarve.
Sarve.
All of us.
All of us.
Sharanam.
Sharanam.
Unto the shelter.
Unto the shelter.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto the supreme.
Unto the supreme.
Of Yayam.
Of Yayam.
The inexhaustible.
Lord Brahma said, I, Lord Shiva, all of you demigods, the demons, the living entities born of perspiration, the living beings born of eggs, the trees and plants sprouting from the earth, and the living beings born from embryos, all come from the Supreme Lord, from his incarnation of Rajaguna, Lord Brahma, the Guna Avatar, and from the great sages, rishis, who are part and parcel of me. Let us therefore go to the Supreme Lord and take shelter of his lotus feet. Purport. Some creatures are born from embryos, some from perspiration, and some from seeds. In this way, all living entities emanate from the Guna Avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the shelter of all living entities.
Om Atana Timiran Tasya Gananjana Sunakaya Shakshur Niditam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kathamayikam tathapi svatantikam vandeham shri guru shri chitapada kamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sadrashatam sahagana gurunatham vikram samsakimam Sādvaitam, Sāvadhūtam, Purjanāsaitam, Krishna-caitam devam, Sri Rādhā Krishna-bhāvanām, Sahagana-dolitā, Sri Vishākhandhāmsya. He Krishna, Karanāsindhau, Dīna-bhandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Tantra, Radha Kanta Namostute Kapta Kanta Shana Gauranghi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Krishna Manusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Gopatarubhyascha Prabhasindho Vyaye Vacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Aham Bhavo Yuyam Mato Suradiyo Manushya Tirya Dhruma Karma Jatayama Yasi Avatar Amsha Kala Vivartata Rajama Sarve Sharanam Tamavriyam. All of us are dependent. One may be an insect or a germ, or one may be Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. But everyone is dependent on the Supreme Personality of God.
Therefore, Lord Brahma says, Rajama, Sarve, Saranam, Sharanam Tamapi. Let's all of us go and take shelter of that inexhaustible Supreme Lord, who's the source of all of us. Whether we've been born from eggs or from embryos or seeds or perspiration, all living beings are ultimately born from Krishna. They may come directly from Krishna, like Lord Brahma himself, or they may come indirectly through Lord Brahma, but everyone is dependent, and therefore everyone has to take shelter. The demigods particularly, now they're in trouble, and so they must take shelter. When things are not going so bad, one thinks, all right, so they know things will go on. But when there's specifically difficulty, then one has little alternative. One has to surrender. One has to go for shelter. Mama come shelter. The intelligent person approaches Krishna. Please give me shelter. From that point of view, difficulty is good because it drives one toward the personality of God. We're always in trouble, but we generally don't realize it because of the avaranatmika shakti, the covering potency of mind. We think everything's all right. Or if it's not all right, we'll take care of it. But when things are really going badly, catastrophically, terribly, then the devotee naturally turns to Krishna. Please help me, please give me shelter. So Lord Brahma, the supreme among the demigods, proposes, let us go to the personality of Godhead under the circumstances. Who else can help? I also can't solve this problem. Generally the demigods approach Brahma, but when Brahma himself can't solve the problem, then they approach Lord Vishnu. Sir, please help us. So now Brahma proposes, let us go to the Lord.
Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo no pekshaniyadharaniya pakshaha tatapi sarvastiti samyamartham tatte rajasattva tamamsi kale.
For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one to be killed, no one to be protected, no one to be neglected, and no one to be worshipped. Nonetheless, for the sake of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, according to time, he accepts different forms as incarnations, either in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance. Report. This verse explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarva-bhuteshu name dveshosti na priyaha ye vajanti tumam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Although the Lord is impartial, he gives special attention to his devotees. Therefore the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Paratranaya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskritam karma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord has nothing to do with anyone's protection or destruction, but for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world. He apparently has to act either in goodness, in passion, or in darkness. Actually, however, he is unaffected by these modes of material nature. He is the supreme Lord of everyone. As a king sometimes punishes or rewards someone to maintain law and order, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although having nothing to do with the activities of this material world, sometimes appears as various incarnations according to the time, place, and object.
Samoham Sarvabhutesh. Krishna is equal to everyone. No favorites.
Like a judge, anyone can come before him, and the judge will give equal justice. He won't favor anyone or disfavor anyone. Even the most notorious person can come before the judge, and if he's innocent of this particular crime, the judge will consider, yes, this man is innocent, at least this time. The judge is impartial. So Krishna is impartial also. He doesn't consider, this person is my friend, this one is my enemy, I'll protect this one, I'll smash that one, I'll neglect this one, I'll worship that one. There's no particular person to be favored or disfavored. Paksha. He doesn't take the side of anyone. But tata api, nonetheless, for the sake of sarvasthiti and samyama, creation, annihilation, and maintenance, the Lord appears in different incarnations. Sometimes in the mode of goodness, like a sage, like Kapildev, or Narayana. Sometimes in the mode of passion, Parshuram. Sometimes in the mode of ignorance, the tortoise, a fish, a boar. Such creatures are in the Tamagun. But Krishna, according to the need, picks up any role. He'll play the role of a sage, or he'll play the role of a fish. He'll play the role of a peaceful yogi, or a angry warrior. He'll take any role for the maintenance of the purpose of the creation. When it's time to create something, he appears as the Brahma. When it's time to destroy, as Lord Shiva. Maintaining, he does himself. Prabhupada gives the example that to create, build a house, we hire a contractor. To tear down a house, we hire a contractor. And to maintain the house, that we do ourselves. So Krishna maintains the entire creation in its form of Lord Vishnu and creates and destroys as the other Gunavatars. The whole objective of the creation is that the living entities should be allowed to pursue their misdirected agenda of seeking sense gratification. Trying to struggle with material energy and win, which is not possible. But They should, more than that, be given the opportunity to change their consciousness to Krishna consciousness and come back home, back to Godhead. That's the real purpose of the creation. Both are there. Why is Maya so strong if the purpose is that Krishna wants everyone to go back to Godhead? Well, that's his purpose. Well, we have our purpose. And the two are different. He wants us to come back to Godhead. We have a separate agenda. We want to stay here and win. We want to stay here and win. We keep losing. Something like these, you know, addictive gamblers who keep losing and losing and losing and losing and betting and betting and betting. They just keep losing. Or some person who's failed once, he failed twice, he failed again. He's going to go on failing. People keep getting married again and again. The living entities are doggedly trying to extract sense gratification from the material energy. Yes, struggling. Manashasthan Indriyani Prakritisthan Prashati. Struggling with the material energy. And always being defeated by the material energy. That's our determination here. Give me another chance, give me another chance, give me another chance. Let me try it again, let me try it again. Prabhupada gave the example of a child who wants to put his finger in the fan. Father says, don't do that, you'll hurt yourself. No, no, don't do that. No. And finally puts his finger in there. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you stop me? And then it's the father's fault. So we're trying to enjoy it. And finally, if we're fortunate, we'll come to the understanding that this material world is no place for enjoyment. Then let me turn toward Krishna. And that's Krishna's purpose. That he doesn't interfere with our tiny independence. All right, go on, try. But he gives us the opportunity again and again to turn toward him and make our life successful. Well, that's the real purpose of the creation. The creation has two purposes: to allow us to carry on with our nonsense, but more important, to give us a chance to give up our nonsense and surrender to Krishna. Sarvatarman Pratyaja Navadhyam Shara. Alright, we'll stop here. What kind of questions? Any questions today? Do you have a second microphone?
Maharaj, it is said that if you water the root of the tree, then all vices are satisfied. So pure devotee, he waters the root to the fullest extent. So why is it that still the pure devotees have to face so much opposition and envy?
Yeah, when you water the root, then all the branches and leaves are growing. So the demons are also part of the Lord. The opposition is also a part of the picture. Or from that point of view, when you write a drama, you need the bad guy. If it's all good guys, there's no drama. So Krishna allows the bad guys to act so that the devotee will be glorified. Prahlad Maharaj would not be glorified to the same extent in the absence of Hiranyakashipu. He'd be another little boy, maybe another, you know, specially devoted boy. But when Hiranyakashipu was there, then the glories of Prahlad really come out. So opposition is required to bring, to heighten that, to heighten our own dedication, and to heighten the glory of the good world. Okay. Mahaprabhu, you have a question.
As we know, something is wrong and the association of the Rupi we learn also here every time. Again and again we are doing the same thing. So when that stage will come, then we can concentrate completely on what Krishna is asking us.
So we can concentrate?
What Krishna is asking us to surrender to.
Sometime.
That is
Vishaya Chorya Kavya Shukra Nartam Das Thakur says, when I give up sense gratification, then my mind will be pure. That's what we concentrate. On account of attachment to Vishaya, concentration is distracted. But Vishaya Chorya Kavya Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that point come? He has the same question. When will that point come? Well, when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then it may be possible. What is that? Itai Karuna. What is that? Nitai Koruna Habe. No. Arkava Nitai Chan Kurami. Yes. When will we get the mercy of Nitananda Prabhu? Then it will be possible. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda's devotees, we get the Nityananda Prabhu's mercy.
How do we get that?
Preach. Srila Prabhupada was recognized by Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj as being especially empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, his program is vigorously preaching Krishna consciousness. And we see that in Prabhupada's campaign. It's not simply doing bhajan, but it's vigorously spreading the message of Krishna consciousness. Books, more books. More preaching. That was Prabhupada's program. And we can be confident that by engaging in that program, we'll definitely get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, the mercy of Radha Krishna. Prabhupada gave that secret that by distribution, you collect more. The person who's just trying to collect may collect something, but the person who's distributing, he gets the greatest collection. He collects the mercy of the time. Therefore, Prabhupada said there are two kinds of people, the misers and the generous persons. The misers get whatever they can capture and hold on to. And that also they lose. Sooner or later, misers always have to lose what they hoard. But the generous persons, they're always distributed. So they always get it. Krishna is giving his mercy. Krishna is so much pleased when the devotees are distributing this message. such a sublime formula, and at the same time so simple. Try that with our God, Krishna Pradesh. Just go out and tell people about Krishna. Give a book, give something, Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's accessible, everyone can do that. And what benefit there will be? Others benefit and will benefit. But it's radical generosity. Something else. Are we out of time? Someone give me a time guidance.
9:15.
Okay, that gives us 5 minutes more. And if there are any questions bubbling up, then I probably have to assert this. Or else we'll stop at 9:10.
Thank you, class. Here we are seeing that in the situation of difficulties, the demigods, for shelter. And in one sense it's natural for anybody who's facing a tough time. It is natural for some person who's facing difficult times to seek shelter. Sometimes you may seek shelter someplace else, or sometimes you may seek shelter in the Lord. But when things are going good, you know, suppose somebody is experiencing success, in these situations, how do we develop the habit of in dukkha and in sukha both, you know, how do we learn to take shelter of the Lord when we are happy, when we are so far successful?
Yeah, we should, by association, by knowledge, that why should I wait till I'm in distress? Let me surrender now. Maybe it'll save Krishna the trouble of sending extra distress. Or if he's going to send distress, better to be prepared for it. One time, I used to call our subscribers to Bhaktivedanta just to talk to them and find out, you know, why they subscribed and what their interest was. And I called one subscriber and I said, you know, what got you subscribing to the magazine? And he said, you're the people who go to the airports, right? And you approach people at the airports and with your books and things. And I said, well, you do sometimes go to the airports. He said, yeah, I've read all about you. You go up to everybody at the airports and you give books to everybody. And I figured that sooner or later they're going to approach me. And when they approach me, I want to know something about it already. So, you can think that way. Distress is inevitable. Because I have this material body, there must be distress. So, better to be prepared. Those who are Krishna conscious, they can handle it. Then there may be happiness, there may just be distress. And if I'm not Krishna conscious, well, then it's great. So better to learn in advance. Okay. Thank you all very much. All praise to you.
Prabhupada ki jai, samaveta bhakta bhakti jai.